friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Stranger at Toy Store hands little girl a gift card with a note that leaves mom in tears. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One little girl got a gift card with a note while shopping at a toy store, and the meaning behind the act of kindness will leave you misty-eyed. Caitlin Foster of Northern Ireland took her daughter Lacey to a toy store called Smith's to pick something out with the £10 her child had been gifted from her grandmother. We had been at my granny's house, who lives around the corner from Smith's, and she had gave Lacey £10 to get herself a toy, Caitlin shared. While Lacey was shopping around, three employees had come up to Caitlin and gave her a £50 gift card for her daughter to use. It turns out that someone had bought it and asked store workers to find a child of preschool age in the store to give it to. She was trying to pick toys that were more than £10, but I kept telling her that she had to stick to it, which obviously was a hard choice to make for her, said Caitlin. We were in the aisle, and three Smith staff members came over. I am guessing one was the manager, and they asked if they could give me the gift card, and that it had been left by a woman in memory of her daughter who would have turned 4 that day. I just started to cry, and the workers were crying too. It was very emotional. They said they had been crying all morning since they found out about the card. What a sweet way for that mother to honor her daughter, whose name was Juno. Our hearts go out to her after her incredible loss. Caitlin wanted to share about this experience on social media in case the mother saw it and wanted to know who her gift went to. And all I can say is if Juno's mommy is reading this, I just want to say a huge thank you, Caitlin shared. She made my wee girl so happy, and I am thinking about her and her family. It is very kind what she has done, and has inspired other people to do the same. God bless Juno's mother as she continues to remember and honor her little girl by spreading kindness to others.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary, and giving up, it's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Actress Angela Lansbury, dead at 96, lived a full life and thanked God for all of it. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Super sleuth and iconic actress Angela Lansbury is dead at age 96. She died in her sleep at her home in Los Angeles on October 11, 2022, just 5 days before turning 97. After such a prolific career in Hollywood, it's hard to believe Angela Lansbury is dead. But oh, what a life she lived! And the Christian celebrity knew just where to place her faith in both the good times and the bad. God. Angela Lansbury appeared in movies, on TV, and on Broadway. Many remember her role as Jessica Fletcher, a widow-turned-amateur sleuth, in the hit TV show Murder, She Wrote. The popular mystery series ran for 12 seasons, which included 264 episodes and 286 murders. Other credits include plenty of movies from the 50s and 60s, as well as voicing the character of Mrs. Potts in Disney's 1991 animated film Beauty and the Beast, along with a role in the 1971 Disney movie, Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Angela's illustrious acting career fulfilled a lifelong dream belonging to her mother, Manya Makiel. I owe a lot to my mother, who was herself an actress with a dream. Thanks to her, I fulfilled her dream, Angela recalled. Moina's career never reached the same heights as Angela's, but it was undoubtedly a blessing to see her daughter achieve even more than she ever could. Isn't every parent wishing for a better life for their child? When asked her greatest achievement, Angela Lansbury replied, "Staying alive." And the Lord granted her a long life indeed. And while it clearly held many blessings, Angela endured her fair share of adversity too. In fact, interestingly enough, her success in acting may never have happened if not for several hardships she endured during her youth. Though born in London in 1925, Angela Lansbury had deep roots in Ireland, which remained a source of pride throughout her life. "I was born in London, but I'm very proud of my Irish heritage," she said. But tragedy and war charted a new course for Angela by age 9. "My dear father died in 1934, and that left my mother to take care of my sister and our twin brothers. She had given up her career to become a mom, but tried to revive it when she became the breadwinner," she explained. "The war brought havoc. We were penniless. We were evacuated to America, and that meant a complete change to our lives." To make a living, Moina Makiel got back into acting, and her daughter Angela Lansbury followed suit. And by age 17, Angela landed a role in the film Gaslight, which launched a remarkable career. But even with all the fame and accolades, Angela Lansbury always knew the true source of her net worth and success: God. "I'm grateful to all those people who have supported me, and I am grateful to God for giving me the life I've had, and hopefully a lot more to come," she said in 2017. Angela Lansbury, dead at 96, certainly lived a full and vibrant life. Though her first marriage at age 19 only lasted 7 months, her second was a true love that lasted a lifetime. When Angela went to work for MGM, she met Peter Shaw. At the time, he was an agent with the company, though he later went on to also work as a producer. Angela Lansbury and Peter Shaw married in 1949 and remained together for 53 years until Peter died from heart failure at the age of 84. "I had a wonderfully happy marriage to Peter," Angela said. "We had our moments when we could have hit each other out of the ballpark, but it didn't allow us to think that we couldn't make it through. We always made it through." The couple raised 3 children together, Anthony, Deidre, and David. And in addition to Angela Lansbury's children, at the time of her death, she was survived by 3 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren. Throughout her life, one thing that never changed was Angela's devotion to God. She knew He was the true source of joy. "I pray all the time," she said. "I believe in God in a Christian way. I'm not a great churchgoer, but I do put my faith in God. I'm very thankful to Him." So, when the family of Angela Lansbury announced the time-honored actress was dead, we take comfort in knowing she's now at home with her Heavenly Father. Her time on earth may be done, but her legacy will live on for many years to come.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Found myself on a ledge 3 stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Yance. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.